Again, the Gemara said that the Kum Reb Chista, what you do is you eat the kuzayin, you make a bracha al achilas, then both your adam achilas tomorrow first, you have a kuzayin, and then afterwards you have again tomorrow again, and with that you won't make a bracha on it. So it goes, Kum Reb Chista, you did twice, everyone agrees to that point. The Nachman is when you make the bracha of achilas tomorrow. Kum Reb Chista, you make the bracha al achilas tomorrow at the beginning, and then you eat the second one without any bracha. According to Tosfos, the second one is the mitzvah. According to Rashbam, the second one's just for the kids with us. But the Chizkiah is clearly that the more that you eat in the meal, you do not make a bracha of Peri Peri Hadoma or Alachilas Morah. You don't make any bracha. So Tosfos is bothered about the fact that you don't make a bracha Peri Peri Hadoma in the meal. The truth is that this question Tosfos could have asked on Rav Huna as well. Rav Huna also said you don't make a bracha Peri Peri Hadoma in the meal. You just make a bracha al achilas morah. So you could have asked this question on Rav Huna as well. I heard this question is a question on everyone. You don't make brachas in the meal. Why not? Why do you not make bracha in the meal? So we're going to see Tosfos. But did anyone notice that the Rashbam already answered this? This is like a hidden away Rashbam, tucked away on the previous page. Rashbam on the previous page of the last Rashbam, he answered this question. Why don't we make a bracha of Bepi Adamo in the meal? The last Rashbam there, he says, make your bracha of Bepi Adamo first. That's the only thing that every bracha. You make a bracha originally on the first one, but separate on the first dip. You make a bracha, Ashay Rockies, we're talking about with those other vegetables there. You make a bracha, Bepi Adah. So also the honor, you're not allowed to have an off, and this wasn't a bracha. So you cave on cheese to shy your okay, since you have other vegetables. Achishap it's way, so you vor Bepi Adama skill. You make bracha Bepi Adama on other vegetables first. Deine bracha ruren, that's the right bracha. Make a bracha vegetables. Ve yiftoi et amoroi me birchas Bepi Adama. And that will patter the moroi with the bracha of Bepi Adama. And then you'll leave the chazeres on achilles. You make a bracha, may you bark on achilles, on achilles. More. So Rashbam tells us that the bracha you make in the karpa is pattering, is exempting the bracha. Yeah, you mad? You knew you were going to. Didn't mention, but you knew you were going to have more. So the bracha that you made now helps for later. This was also Rashi on the previous page as well. So the same thing. It's Rashbam actually just quoting Rashi then. So the same thing that passes up the moroi with the bracha that you made by Rav at the beginning. So that's the first mahala. So why didn't we make a bracha moroi in the meal? Why didn't we make Bepi Adama in the meal? The answer is, Rashbam already told us that Bepi Adama you make at the beginning of the meal holds out for the rest of the meal. The taste doesn't hold that. So I'll take all the achil kafsa b'li bracha. Because how can you make a bracha in the meal? What do you mean, make a hadoma in the meal? You could do.
Why does that?
No, the question is, why is what better? Sorry, I misunderstood.
Why is it better to make a bracha in the meal?
It's not. He's saying, Ravuna is saying, if you have other vegetables, it's better. Everyone agrees, if you have other vegetables, let's use the other vegetables. And the very good omelet you make on them will help the more afterwards. And you've also got your hekka chenegas, that's also Shabbat Tvei. You've got better hekka with eating other vegetables. If you're having moroi, then you're already coming into the problem that you're having moroi, which is, could be Yetzer mitzvah with such a thing. It's not maybe proper to have Mori first. So if you have Mori, then you make the bracha like a zmar later, right?
That's the only problem. Right. We only have.
But if you have other vegetables.
The problem in mind isn't saying the bracha was given up from the beginning. It's whether or not you should, when you should say the.
Right. Right. So why do Rashbam and Rashi being married so much? I think maybe that's what Yossi is bothered about. Why are they not being married so much about the bracha burger? I don't know why. The Ikka between Rav Huna and Rav Chispa is about Anachilas Mori, not on the Bari Priyadon. So I'm not sure why Rashbam and Rashi are married so much on those words. But
the discussion that we're having right now with regard to whether or not they brought up why
you want to be
the brother.
No, he's not explaining why we're having other Iraqis. Sharif is having other Iraqis or Chazeres. Right? And both of them he'd be making Bari Adama at the beginning if you're having them first. So the focus point is not about the Bari Adama. The reason why we have other Iraqis is not because we want to make Bari Adama to putter up the other vegetables later. Because even if we have Mari now, we'll be doing the same thing to putter up the Mari later. So the focal point has nothing to do with why we're making Bari Adama now. The focal point is about the Arachidus Mari. So the Rashbam is Mariach about the words of Bari Adama, but that wasn't the discussion of the Gemara at all. The discussion of the Gemara, what's better to take vegetables or Mari, was not because of Bari Adama. The shadow was because is it right to fill up your belly with them and things, but it wasn't focused around Bari Adama. Why do Rashbam and Rashi Marach about Bari Adama? Yeah, very Marach about that. I don't know. Is he, what the Rashbam is getting at is just explaining the bracha Bari Adama that we make.
As opposed to what?
No, I read it slightly different. The Vav may come up as Zibul Rishon Asher Rokit Bari Adama. The author of the Honey Torah is Zibul Ibrah. The cave in the Yeshua Asher Rokit is Haki Shafit Tzvei. Full stop. Since you have other vegetables, it's better to do on other vegetables. Why is it better? Because it's not proper to have Mori first and then Mori again. So it's better to, since you have other vegetables, it's better to have other vegetables. Period, as you would say in America. Full stop in English. And now he's sending you the halacha. Shivarach Bari Adama Atchilo. Tiny bracha Elohim. Yiftar et Amori Mebetach Bari Adama Achar. Mebetach Bari Adama. V'achar kach yivar Anachazeret Anachilet Mori.
If you tell me that, would it have a shipment?
Yeah.
You can say you brought the Mokka Adama.
Okay. It can do. Because it's going back on the Hechadikus Ayrokis. So now that we said it's better when you have other vegetables, what should you do? So now he's saying this is what you should do. I'm asking you, the words of the Rashbam are quite confusing on this. That's what I think. But then, what is the discussion between Rav Huna and Rav Chispa? How many machleishim are there between Rav Huna and Rav Chispa? And no, even on that, even Rav Huna says, if you only have chazeres, what do? You make adam on the chazeres, and then you make out this ma'aretz. You see clearly, you make adam on chazeres. So that wasn't the discussion here. We would make it. So I'm asking the words of Rashbam are complicated. But the Nakuda which I wanted to bring up to Rashbam and get out here today is that he says that the reason when we make Adama at the beginning of the meal, it does help. We never say that helps for later. So this is going to be chalik now. So it says, Venere, the Ainsuah Chavarach Bari Adama, second place on Kuvtes Baram and Adam. Venere, the Ainsuah Chavarach Bari Adama. You don't need to make a bracha Bari Adama on the Mori they eat in the meal. Why? So that is Gakasha. Afa Gav, Dagoda had a Hesek, even though Agoda is a Hesek. Kid appreciates the El, like I explained earlier. So you have to be pointing out this is referring to the Kuv Gimel Omid Beis, way, way back. I'll tell you that was discussing how many Bari Adama you make on the on Arba Kesef, and there Tosfos is brought down that you have to make a separate Bokeh Gofen on every cup that you drink. Why? Because the first cup that you had is Kiddush, and you didn't drink any wine before that, so of course you made Bokeh Gofen, and then there's a Hesek. Then there's a Hesek afterwards. Of what? Of Hanah Lanagodan. Since I got another, since there's a hefsek afterwards, so therefore you have to make another bokeh gofen afterwards. So if so, we've got a problem now about bokeh adama. Nachon, I made bokeh adama on the vegetable I ate before the meal, before at the beginning of the seder. But since then, I've had agoda and I've had halal. So how can I eat now without making another bokeh adama? And yet, it's still in the Gemara, you don't make bokeh adama on the second eating. So why not? So the says, Avagav da agoda ave hesek, zikrishizel, even though agoda is a hesek like explained earlier, like mifta me mirchas, the brachas of the barisha, and therefore you're not going to be popped over the first sipping. Mikol makoi, there's a lesser status, mirchas amaiti preacher also. The brach of amaiti passes it. That means the vegetable that you eat in the meal is like the meat that you eat in the meal. It's just like the meat you eat in the meal, you don't make a brach on, because the bread passes it. So to the vegetable that you eat in the meal, the bread passes it. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Do you want to explain your question to everyone? Everyone should tune in to Yossi's question.
But you just told us the
couple of boys had a month. Right. They said, the according to the Sheikh, said the beginning, and that helps you for the whole way through the meal. So,
How can I
add a little bit to your question? Tosfos said you only ate the second mora. Tosfos held in the previous Tosfos, which mora you ate to it, not the first one, the second one. And Achilles mora you made at the beginning of the meal, at the beginning of the Seder, helped you for the way through. So if Tosfos is saying now that I got the Hesek, that the help of Achilles mora. Great question. If you don't know the Rashbam, that question doesn't start. Because according to first case, you ate it with the first device that you ate. From the Moro, you ate it with the first device. And if you hold like the Ram and the Rambam also, you ate it with the first device. But according to places that you ate it with the second device, and yet you make an Achilles Moro at the beginning of the meal. How does it work? Because you had Das for afterwards. And there's no answer for Das because you're in the middle of Agoda. So how can Tosfos tell me about with Adama there is a Hesek and not the Gabe Alakidus Mori? Great question.
Yeah.
So, with regards to the question, we'll come to your answer. With regards to your question, Mashal says in a one-liner, question and answer together. So, of course, says, Vov, I'm a daddy. Hainu birchas boye priadoma. The hashtag is with regards to boye priadoma. So, who birchas hanene? That's a bracha of hano. Havale agode hashtag. Then agode the hashtag. And the birchas moroi. With the bracha of moroi, lo yav hashtag. Can we pick up some of the tasters? Well, just like I said earlier. So, he doesn't explain why. He just says, regarding birchas hanene, boye priadoma is in the agode the hashtag. Regarding the mitzvah of achilles moroi, then it's not. That lachaya is what Rabbi Shua is saying, and lachaya that's what he means. So he doesn't speak out, but lachaya that's what he means. The birchas moroi. Moed tied up to the Agoda. That is the whole Agoda. The Agoda is about leaving Mitzrayim, doing the Tzibitzit Mitzrayim, and we were in slavery and bitter times. That's the Mitzvah, it's a Mela. That's not actually the fact of saying Alachit is Moed. I'm saying, Jain, but the Adama is eating. You're not actually eating Agoda from after the beginning of Maggid. It's definitely once you get to the Bracha of Ashagolam, you're not allowed to eat, and therefore that's already a hashtag of Bergadam. Great question, and that's what ourselves are pointing out. Says the Tesis. So Tesis says there is a hashtag, and that's why Kappa Bergadam, you have to make a new bracha. So you would have to make Bergadam also a new bracha, right? Go right from the Kugimel. Now there you see by Bergadam it's a new bracha. So well then Bergadam you should have to make a new bracha. So why don't you have to make a new bracha Bergadam when you eat them, Mori? He called Mokim, says, this is the Miki pitch also. The Rock of Amiti exempts it. I mean, Dvorim, Aboyim, Besich, Asudo. Mach, Mas, Asudo. So it's Dvorim, it comes. Remember these words, Dvorim, Aboyim, Besich, Asudo, Mach, Asudo? We had them some time ago in the Gemara, that when do you make a new bracha in your meal? And there were three categories. There's Dvorim, Aboyim, we had on the board. Dvorim, Aboyim, Machlas, Asudah, B'Seich, Asudah. Things that come because of the meal, in the meal. Things that come not because of the meal, but you're having them in the meal. And things that come not because of the meal, you're having them after you've finished eating the main course. So we saw the three halachot. If the things that come because of the meal, in the meal, then you don't make any broth in them. Because the broth of the bread passes it. If it's things that come not because of the meal, but you're having them in the meal, then you make a broth Rishonim and Ambroch Achreinah. And if there's things that come in not because of the meal, but after you've already finished eating the bread, then you make a broth Rishonim and Achreinah. And we have the Machlekes, Rashbam and Tesis, that what Rashi and Tesis, what exactly means in the meal, because of the meal. Is it a dip, or is it something you would normally eat? Is it through the eat in the meal? It was a discussion which we had then in that sugya. What duff was that? Finally got lost. Says this, eating the mora in the meal is the same thing as varma boim machasus of zechasuda, things that come because of the meal in the meal. So you're having the mora, so you don't have to make a bracha on boim priadol. Why has it got to do with the meal? Why has the mora got to do with the meal? Sharei, yorokah is goyin aleif. Vegetables, they give you an appetite, creates an appetite. From the main, it's called part of a meal. So it creates an appetite. Somebody who has a pickle at the beginning of the meal doesn't make a broch on it. Why? Because it's a bit chamut, a bit bitter, sharp, and that creates an appetite. So too with the mori, you're having chazeret. So you don't make a broch on it because it's there to create an appetite. Even on a tzitzit. That's not Pesach. Even on summer day, in the middle of a week somewhere. If you have chazeret, you would not make a bracha of bergadon in the meal because it's there to create an appetite.
So what?
So then it's part of the meal. The bracha of amitzi passes anything that's part of the main meal. So anything which is obviously the main course, or something which is there to help you eat the main course is part of the meal, and therefore the bracha of amitzi passes it. So then make a bracha of bergadon. This brings a right for this. We call Nami the Mori Parperet Tapaf. We called Mori also the Parperet Tapaf. Parperet Tapaf is things that come together with meals. with the bread. So things that come together with bread, you don't need to make a bracha of Berpi Adam on them. Where did we call Moroi Paperet Tapas? The Mishnah, our Mishnah, yeah? We call the Paperet Tapas, so therefore you don't make a bracha of Berpi Adam. And the Gemara said that Birich Alapas. Potters are prepared to meet the bracha from the bread. You extend the paperis. And what is paperis? Paperis haino dvoim mamshichim ha'achilo. Paperis means anything which helps you eat, creates appetite.
Mamshichim is what?
That brings in, or tolls in the food. If you're going dogging tanim, somebody's dogging tanim, or tzmoim, or yorokis, we'll give him la'ichlam b'sirichim sudah, they would generally eat them in the meal, bein ma'ichol ha'ma'ichol, between each course, in order to be able to create an appetite for the next course. Alakach, potters are prepared. That's why the bread potters are prepared. If he's a ba'al tzirich, that it's coming for the meal. It's coming for the sake of the meal. It's coming there to help you eat. Shari dei kach, through this, oichol yoisa, you're able to eat more. Shemila, that's antithesis. Antithesis, why don't you make a bracha Berpi Adam on the Mori? That is because there to create the appetite. And that has nothing to do with Pesach, and nothing to do with anything particularly religious. It's just simply, anything which creates an appetite is proper from the meal. The Tosafot says it's all based on the Mishnah in Ketzer Mevorchin, Birch Alapas, Potas, Apal, Peres. And I'm explaining Peres means something which creates an appetite. But perhaps not. Perhaps for that Peres means a dip. Perhaps it means a dip. And if so, we've got no source to say that if you make a bracha on the bread, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the mar.
It's tough for
a dip, isn't it? Right, so maybe that's what it means.
Oh, still wouldn't make a
broch
on a dip.
Right, on a dip, maybe that's what I mean. You don't make a broch on a dip, but the nafkamina would be... Right, but the nafkamina would be... That if it wouldn't be a dip, even if it creates an appetite, you would have to make a broch. Maybe birch alapas, potters alapas, it means only a dip. Only passes the dip. But it doesn't pass as something which you don't eat in the form of a dip.
Here it is.
Here it's not a dip. Not with the bread. Not with the bread. You don't dip the bread into it.
And the more?
No, you don't.
That's the second dipping. You take the muff and you eat. Am I wrong? What's the second dipping?
You dip the more inside Parisis.
Chazeres and Parosis.
You take the lettuce and you dip it into your Parisis.
In that case, the more is not the dip, but it's the thing that you
Right, but yeah, but we're saying that bread, you made a mochi, it passes up the parperet. But what does parperet mean? Parperet means the thing that, there's an English word for it. That's a good word. That it's brought together with the bread because it's there to help you eat, but you don't eat the bread with it. It's brought together. If I have my bread, I have something together with it because that helps you continue your bread meal. That's the first chapter is suggesting. If a prayer means things that you eat together with a bread meal, or does it maybe mean literally that you eat it together with the bread? You dip the bread in and you into it and you eat it together with the bread. I mean, is it there to work in tandem with the bread, in helping the bread along, or is it there in a manner that you're eating it together, physically together with the bread? What does parperes mean? Which will have a moedik and afkamina, asuga. If parperes means it's something which is brought together with bread, but you eat it separately, independently, then it's brought together in a bread meal, so then you wouldn't make a brach on mori. But if parperes means you dip it, the bread into it, and you eat the bread like a spread, you eat the bread with it acting as a spread or as a dip, then by mori, you don't do that. So you would have to make a brach on Berpi Adam. So what is it? Tosafos ain loyma. The papyrus ainu dovah shabol lelafis beis apas. Don't say the papyrus is something which is there lelafis beis apas, meaning to act as a dip. Nah, because it's another mitzvah. Da'ava da'ho, because that, as if, ha'ava b'chlal, is included in ha'adik toni ha'afam. That's what's stated in the mitzvah over there. To mevarach ha'leiko, v'yitel ha'tzveila. There's another mitzvah there in brachas. It says if you make a brach on the ikka, it passes the tofel. Now it spreads its tofel to the ikka. So I don't need another mitzvah to tell me that you made a brach on the bread, you don't need to make a brach on the dip. Because I know from making tofel, if you made a brach on the ikka, then it passes the tofel. So what is the mitzvah telling me? If you made a brach on the bread, it passes the parperes. What does that mean? It can't mean a dip. Now I know already, it's tofel, a dip's a tofel. So what's the parperes? Must be, says Pesach. Parperes is something that's brought as a side dish. Right? Something that's brought as a side dish, not brought to eat together literally with a matzah, but rather as a side dish to help you along eating your bread.
No one from the first one in
Brachos
thinks that
Paris
is a dip.
Well, that's a discussion there. But that's what Tosafot holds. Tosafot Paris cannot mean a dip. Right?
You're the second.
Right.
Yeah, second
Brachos. That Rashi that I'm looking for, they got lost. He did learn it meant a dip.
The ikker and teufel could be the small fish would be the teufel.
What's happened to us? It was in the Daf Kuf Gimel there. In Daf Kuf Gimel we had a place for that. So the Tosafot holds, it was Daf Kuf Gimel, that's where we had it. So the Tosafot holds that parperes cannot mean a dip because that's including ikka and tofel, so parperes means a side dish. Let's bring some more ice to it. Come on, Amir Bechir. Bechir also says that pas pitens call me the Michael. That pas exempts all types of foods. Papa Nami Posik Hossam, and Papa Nami also concludes that Hilchas of Allah is Dvorim Aboim Techa Sudo, Machmas Sudo, things that come in the meal because of the meal, Vahainu Papes, Divrash, that's the Papes. And what do the Papa say? Ain't Zunim Bracha, lay the flame, and Elkin, doesn't need the Bracha, not before and not afterwards. If it's, 1 second, Shaloi Machmas Sudo, if it's not because of the meal, he's just quoting our Papa. Techa Sudo, going to eat of him, they're not there to help you have an appetite. They're not there thanks to the dip. They're there just for enjoyment. So then, since they're not normally meant to be eaten in the meal, and you're now having in the meal, you need a bracha beforehand and not afterwards. And la'acha suda, if you bring food after your meal, I feel a prepared to an imbracha bein lefneim bein lachir. So that's just the quote of the Gemara in brachas. I'll be out to say that if you eat the meal after you finish eating bread, you've taken away your bread. And now you have something prepared. So the prepared is obviously not there to create an appetite, because now that you've bread, you finished eating your bread. So now it's just eating just like you're having a vegetable stump. A vegetable stump, which is not there as part of the meal, you have to make a broccoli before and after. And if you're there to create an appetite during the bread meal, it's there to create an appetite. That's called a preparation, which is there to help out the meal. You then make a bracha not before and not afterwards. If you're having something after the meal,
and you've ready the bread before you bench.
Yeah. And you've ready to decide that's it, no more bread. Then you have to make a bracha both before and after. Yeah, so we saw Sages that nowadays. We don't do it. We used to take away the old table and then bring a new table for desserts. Sages, we sort of said that we don't do that anymore. But in those days, that's what they did. They took away the table with the bread and everything, end of meal, and now they used to bring out some delicacies. So then you would make a bracha both before and after. Because nowadays we keep our table there, so our bread stays there, and we never really remove our das from eating bread until Shemar. So maybe that's the answer of Tesis. So according to Tesis, why don't you make a bracha? Why don't you make a bracha on Mari? The answer is, it's covered for both of them. This is a tremendous kiddush that Tesis is saying, maybe it's not a tremendous kiddush, but Tesis is saying that Mari, that you would never normally have, you would never normally have it as part of the meal. But you're having it, you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha on it.
But maybe it's in the single part of this meal, Tuesday you wouldn't.
Right. But Tesis doesn't say that. Tesis doesn't say because it's a single part of this meal, Tesis says because it creates that.
So Tuesday he would hold to say...
Right. I mean, this Tesis holds that it has nothing to do with any Judaism, any religious thing. Mori creates an appetite, Mori you don't make a bracha on it, even in the middle of the year.
People do eat...
Appetite. So Tosafot says it doesn't make a difference to me whether it happens. People don't normally eat the Mori Shabbat. People eat appetizers. And appetizers are like olives is brought down as an appetizer. It's things that are there that are slightly chamutz, and with that it opens up your belly. So maybe this is acting as an appetite. Whether normally you would eat this chazer, it doesn't bother me. It's acting as an appetizer. An appetizer, you don't make it wrong. Why am I eating a Mori actually? I'm not eating it as an appetizer. I'm eating it for the mitzvah, but it is an appetizer. So for mela, you wouldn't make a bracha beforehand.
Unlike grapes or something sweet that you
do. Right, right. That's the chiddush. It's a chiddush in two ways. It's in one way, it's not a chiddush. He's making a very simple thing, an appetizer. You don't make a bracha. The other chiddush is there is a chiddush because I'm not eating it as an appetizer. God forbid, why are you eating more? You're doing it to open up your stomach. To be able to eat? No. I think it's a mitzvah. But in context, what does it do? Basically, it creates an appetite. So therefore, it can be considered part of the meal.
Even if you ate other... We're just not supposed to hold when it comes to eating the meal. Because there's in the beginning.
What do you mean? What you would do if you had chazeres at the beginning of the meal,
so
he tells you not to make a mitzvah, then you make a mitzvah in the second one.
It's interesting because he's thinking that, well, you eat it, it's a matzias of eating something, right? And over there, it was a matzias of eating something.
Yeah, because it's two different things. One thing regarding mitzvah tzichus kavanah, but that's the religious thing. So mitzvah tzichus kavanah, you didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah, you were an eitzah, so you only ate for the second time. The second thing he's saying, we got the brachas of hamaytzi, anything that is considered part of the meal is included in the hamaytzi. Now, what's considered part of the meal? Something that facilitates eating the meal. Now that's a matzias, it's not a religious thing. Does it facilitate?
It's why in the beginning too. It's a little kind of mitzvah, or not.
No, again, whether or not you eat the mitzvah is a religious point. So that is depending on your kavanah. Did you have kavanah to eat the mitzvah? If yeah, then that's a religious halacha. So one of the tenets of a mitzvah is you have to have kavanah. If you didn't have kavanah, you weren't eating the mitzvah. Did you eat mara? Yes. But it doesn't help me because it was just Mori. It wasn't the mitzvah of Mori. The mitzvah of Mori needs kavanah. But here is a physical thing. But the bracha of Amaytzi exempts anything which is part of a meal. So what's the size part of the meal? Something which facilitates eating a meal. But does it facilitate eating a meal? Yeah, it could be you're doing it for the mitzvah of Mori, but practically it is has a physical property that facilitates eating a meal. And therefore sensations can be included in the bracha of Amaytzi. That's the chiddush of Tesis. Now, other Rishonim don't know that. But let's finish Tesis first and we'll see. Rav Yosef Toiv Ilam, that's his name. Kostav Besidur. Barab Reb Yosef Toiv Ilam. Name of a Rishon. Kostav Besidur. As you've noticed through Avit Sakim, we've had lots of Rishonim that have Besidur. Besidur of Amram we had once. And now we have Besidur of Rav Yosef Toiv. Like our Godel, they had the Siddur, and they wrote the Halachas. It's from our Godel, they had the Halachas. Kostav Besidur. Why do we make a bracha on? Why do we have other vegetables first? Here, this really sounds like you were saying in the stomach, that why do we have vegetables or other vegetables first? To help us out with the bracha of the chazeres later. What do you mean? Well, why can't I make a bracha later? What do you mean? Why do I have vegetables earlier? To help me out with the bracha of chazeres later. Why? What's wrong with making the bracha of chazeres later? So there's something hidden here. So he held that to make two brachas on any particular thing is a problem that we learned way back of mitzvahs, enes, and mitzvahs, chavidas. You can't make two brachas on one thing. So how do you make berkas domo and anachilas mark? Therefore we eat earlier in order to be able to make the adoma earlier, and we'll eat later in order to make bracha anachilas mark later.
The first dipping is regardless of whatever you use for the first dipping, whether it's other vegetables.
Why are you having a first dipping? Why the chadal shi karba? The reason why we have karpas is to avoid the enos and mitzvahs, chavidas, chavilos. If we wait until the morrow to have the morrow, I'll be doing two things on the morrow. We're saying bobi adama and alechilas morrow. So we proceed, we make it earlier in order to make bobi adama on the vegetable, and alechilas morrow, we'll do it later.
What does it say about matzah when we say two brothers?
A good question. That's a good question. That's a very good question. But he says that's why we make baby Adama earlier. He says, lesser, it's not true. The reason why we have Adama earlier is not because we got a problem with brochas and we want to make baby Adama earlier and we want to pass out the brocha the more afterwards. It's because of Heker. There's no problem of any need to meet with Chavilos. Huh? The letter, it's not true. It's not. Right, the letter means it's not. So Mishum Ekeo, Boeing, they're coming because of Heker. The reason why we have Adama earlier, the reason why we have Karpas is because of Heker Tinekas, so the kids should see something going on different. It's not coming because we have to bring it in order to pass out the chazeres for later. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was because of Eka. His question about Enesh Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos. Reishayat Kan Chavilos Elo Betray Mili. It's only Shayat the problem of Chavilos if I'm trying to perform two mitzvahs on one thing. That's when there's a problem in Enesh Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos. I'm trying to get Hadolah together with Birchas Hamazon, or Kiddush together with Birchas Hamazon. I'm trying to get two mitzvahs with one cup. That you can't do. So you must only get two mitzvahs. If you're trying to eat moro, and you have to make Birchas Hamazon beforehand because you can't make a broth, you can't eat it otherwise, that's not two mitzvahs. So he said, first of all, the point what Rav Yosef Tavla comes to tell me. The reason why we're doing it is because I've got to make a dom, I'll tell me for later. It's not true, it's I'll take it. The londas of Rav Yosef Tavla, Rav Yosef said, because the Enesh Mitzvah Chavidas Chavidas is wrong, there's no problem with Enesh Mitzvah Chavidas Chavidas. And more than that, the first command, not like him, You make two brachas on the first chazeres. You make two brachas on the first chazeres. According to a base of toys, that's the image of mitzvah, chavilas, chavilas.
What would the Rav say?
What would the Rav say to this?
Why would he write it in his...
He said it's negative kisa.
Right.
Yeah?
It doesn't seem like there's a...
Yeah, a good question. We've had lots of good questions. We have to ask a good question from every kiddush. Make a big offering, make a second song. Every matzah. To make a mitzvah from a kiddush matzah. Who happens to English mitzvah chavilas chavilas? Why are you so bothered about the mark? You're asking a question. Sorry, what do you do with the chister? Chister says clearly, and I take this question. What do you do with it? We have to think of some answers. I think I do have some answers, but we have to think about them. Void says chister the mashma teloi potali pas. And also, it's matcha from Rav Yosef Tov Alem that the more they eat in the meal would not be potter with the pas. That's why he needed the more before. That's why he needed to make the adama beforehand, because the amitzi wouldn't pass it. And I just gave a whole drasha to say they should pass it. So Yosef Tov Alem is a bit difficult because of what I've explained. What do you do with the pas? Birch ala pas potters of our pas. So what do you do with that? She says, there's that question I've got to answer. B'shem or perhaps, Eina machshiva perpes apas. Maybe all this non-cut perpes apas. Since you're only eating a kezayis, you're not eating a whole side dish. You're just having a kezayis of it. So therefore, that's not, wouldn't, could not be, be considered a perpes. And that's why the bread wouldn't pass it. So now, before we come to answer the Nevi'im to individual, let's try and analyze what Richard Adam says. He says that the broth you make on Karpas is there to help out for the Mora. Why do I need to help it out? Right, they don't bundle mitzvahs together. So in that statement that he says, you see two tremendous chiddushim. You see a chiddush that the Adama, you need to make Adama on Mora. You need to make Adama on Mora. Right? And Adama on Mora will be made earlier, but you need to make Adama on Mora. That's Pesach's problem, the end of Pesach. Why do you need to make Adama on Mora? Is Birch a pass, potter, papers? Why do you need to make Adama on Mora? If it's a save Adam, how do you do need to make a brach on Mora? Even though it's in a meal. You must not consider it papers. That's one point in a race of save Adam. One point in a race of save Adam was that you do need to patter up the broch, the mar that you eat. It needs the adama. Where will be the adama? Not in the meal. So it will be done earlier. You do need to make adama on the mar. You need it. So the R is why it's in a bread meal. Must be mar is not considered part of a bread meal. Nikudah chas. You ask him?
I don't understand why. What's wrong with he doesn't make this a favela. So in the middle of the meal, take a kizayis of mar, make a mar, take a kizayis of shari raka, make a adama. Why did you need having two separate times?
Why does it have to be earlier?
And then later, just at the same time, the brought two separate items.
So must be a kero. That's not that are you the
kero.
You have a kero, that's the first dipping you have to be a kero. I don't think he's saying anything. He's just saying, why didn't we use kero?
You don't need a first dipping, just have them both at the same time.
Well, if you've got chazeres, if you only have chazeres to muscle, you'd have a problem with that. But you're asking if you have other vegetables. Okay, I hear you are as well. It's also a good question. We'll try and answer all the questions once we've analyzed what he holds. I hear what you're saying. But what we've analyzed, what, first we have to analyze what he's saying, and then we can try and work out to listen to the questions on him. The one thing, what is he saying? He's saying that the bracha that you eat, when you eat mori in the meal, you have to make adama. You have to make adama. It's not part of a bread meal. And how will I make a dollar? Not there. Can't make a dollar then because Enes Mitzvah Chavir Shavir. You got a question? They can't make it then. We'll make it earlier, and with that we'll do. We'll solve that problem. That's number one. Number two, that second thing that you see, if you analyze what he's saying, is that Haggadah is not Esrik. Haggadah is not Esrik. Adam makes the plans, helps for us. Adam is not Esrik. That's the second thing that he's telling.
You do have to say Adam on the second one, which would say it is a Esrik.
What do you mean you have to say Adam? Why do we make Adama first?
Because we would normally have to stay at the second one, but we don't want to bundle this close. So if we do,
so what do we do?
One, you would consider
1 second, 1 second. So what do we do? Because we don't. And how does that help?
It counts. It makes it through. But
that means it makes it through. It means it's not Esrik.
Even though there is a Esrik.
No. I mean, if I'm eating a meal on a Tuesday,
so why
and I decide
in the first place.
No, because if I'm
second,
if I'm eating, let's say, if I'm eating a meal today, right, Monday, whatever the date is, I'm eating a meal today, and I make a brach on bread, and now I want to have a piece tomorrow, would I have to make a bracha?
According to
the Vesha Tzav Alim. The Vesha Tzav Alim you do. Why? Because it's not part of the meal.
Okay.
Now because it happens to be Seder night, when we have to make Alechi tomorrow, we have a problem. Because you can't do two mitzvahs together. So we're going to have to introduce a new bracha that you make earlier, and with that, I'll make Adam on that, and that will help me for the thing you eat later. One thing, I've got in between the tests.
It's a problem, but we have to do, is that your
answer? It's not Esrik. It's not Esrik.
Then why do you hold it? You do have to stay on Adama the second dip.
What do you mean you do? It means you would have had to make a dom. You would have had to make a dom because it's not part of a bread meal. It's not part of it's not part of a bread meal.
Okay.
So you would have had to make a dom. But you can't make a dom because you make it after this morning. So we preempt it and make it earlier in order to be able to eat a dom. So both chidushim of Tosfos, he argues with. Tosfos tells it is part of a meal. And Tosfos tells it is a esrik. If Yosef says Adam holds, it's not part of a meal and it's also not an esrik. And God's not an esrik. And both of those chidushim, the Rashbam holds of it well. The Rashbam says that we make Adama beforehand on the vegetable, and that passes up memory of afterwards. So both of those chidushim, the Rashbam holds of, it's not part of the meal. Because if it is part of the meal, I don't need to pass it out later. And that Godah is not a Hesrik. Right? Both of the chidushim of Rishon says, Alim tells us, the Rashbam also told us. So if Rishon says, Alim added in a knesha, a thing that Mitzvah Chavirus Chavirus, the Rashbam doesn't hold, doesn't necessarily hold on the Chavirus.
Where does the
Rashbam
say it's Hesrik?
Tosfos holds it's not Hesrik. Tosfos is Hesrik. Second line of Tosfos.
And
the
back there in that, hold on, back there in that, he said that Haggadah is considered a hefsek for certain things and it's not considered a hefsek for other things. It depends on what you're talking about, it either is or isn't a
hefsek. The gap is kids is welcome to them.
Yeah,
I mean, kids is welcome to them. I'm eating here in this location. That's not called the considered the hashtag. But regarding Birchus Hanenin, which is what the places there was talking about, I've got then Birchus Hanenin, it is Hesrik. Why is it Hesrik? They should explain it because you're not allowed to eat at one stage.
It's not then.
It is. Birchus Hanenin. Birchus Hanenin. Is it Birchus Hanenin? Any time when you weren't allowed to eat, so now if you were now able to eat, you have to make a new bracha b'gadah. So you weren't allowed to eat more in the middle of the Haggadah. If you now want to eat, you have to make bracha b'gadah. That's what this is called. So why don't you make bracha b'gadah? So this is don't make bracha b'gadah because it's part of the meal. And that's why they make bracha b'gadah. It is a hefsek, but it's part of the meal.
You don't need more. The Haggadah is more, right?
Yeah.
Even though you're making a burger, you don't want to eat.
You want to eat.
Your body's getting
you want to do it.
No, because it's a
nanan. That's called Bechdanan. If I eat something because I want to eat it, And
but yeah, I don't want any more.
And as he says, it's not damaging your body. Quiet. If it damages your body, don't make a bracha. If the halacha would be that you have to drink olive oil, you wouldn't make a bracha because that damages your body. It doesn't damage.
I'm not saying it's toxic to you. I'm just saying
that people eat it. It's not nanny. I'd like to add to your question, then I have to shake this one up. The halacha is that if you're eating a medicine and it's bitter, then you don't make a bracha on it. If it's a food item, it's bitter, you don't make a bracha because you're not having enough of it. Yeah? Yeah, what's not there? See, but here, this is something which does have nutrients. It's bitter, so you don't like it, then you don't make a bracha on it. So you're asking, let this be the same. You're eating it because of the meat, that's like a medicine, and it's bitter, something you don't enjoy, so you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Well, give me a day or so. That sounds like a good hour. That sounds like a good hour of the moment. So we've got fundamental machlokes between the two Mahalkim and Yishlenim. Tosfos holds it is a meal, it is hefsek, and it's part of the meal. Rashbam holds it's not hefsek, and it's not part of the meal. So anyways, why is it not part of the meal? Why not part of the meal? So Tosfos told us why. Because less than a kazayis. It's only kazayis. What does that mean exactly? It's only kazayis. Anything kazayis is not part of the meal. How do Yishlenim learn differently? Ask you what's your aura?
I want you to use the first one, and then you do the joining up two mitzvahs in the second.
Which mitzvah?
Gemara.
Right. Mitzvah gives us kavana. You're not joining
what you're using.
You're not
you know what you're using. You're taking chatzit. You're saying, you know what, I want to use chatzit as my first vegetable for karpas. Can I do it? I know what I'm using. I have kavana. I know what I'm doing.
You're not doing it for the mitzvah.
You actually according to the first time.
That's Tosfos' question. That was Tosfos' question on the Gracious Tosfos Alam. The Rav Chisda said clearly that you make both prophets on one thing.
Maybe here he's saying that when you have that option, when you have the option of other vegetables versus carbs, and he's saying here, once you're using other vegetables, one of the reasons he would require you to initially...
In order to avoid mitzvahs, chavilus, chavilus. I think when you've got chazeres, you've got no choice.
Why is there another reason that we would say you should have to use other vegetables?
Not another reason. Why do we have other vegetables first? Because of energy mitzvah chavilus chavilus. So according to that, if you had no other vegetables, then you wouldn't eat a chazeres earlier. What do you gain? Yeah, what do you gain by it? His words are, why do we have other vegetables first?
You can't argue with Christmas.
What you're doing is you're saying Tosfos' question to me. You're saying it must be he's got answer, right? So Yossi wants to answer Tosfos' question and say that if Yosef meant and he's got no other choice. If you have another choice, you just take other vegetables to avoid the English Mr. Kamidus Kabinish. If you have no other choice, then you have to bundle them together in Malach Shots. And in case it's talking about when you've got no other choice, you have to bundle them together. And that also answers, I wanted to use every other thing to answer up his question by Kiddush and by Matzah. By Matzah, you have no other choice, you have to bundle them together. But I have a better answer, I think, to answer Rav Chisda. I think it's a better answer. So Geisha Tzivalim, how he asks for the standards of Chispa. That means Matzah, he never has a counsel. Because Matzah, he has to be in Acha, and Kiddush, he has to be in Acha, so maybe there's no problem of Enish, Mitzvah, Chavidish, Chavidish. That we learned already earlier, you only have one cup. You do the two together. So that's not such a counsel. But I had to tell my Moi, to say like this. Tzivalim has told us already. Then by Moi, which Kazayit are you going to the Moi with? The second one. And which rock, when you say Alachilas Moi, on which one is it going on?
On the second one.
So there's no problem in those mitzvahs, chavirus. On neither one of them am I doing two mitzvahs. I happen to be thinking both brachas together, but if somebody's got the right glasses, he'll know the first bracha you're making for this one, the second bracha you're making for that one. So it's not chavirus. But no kashav evitz of tzivalim. The whole kashav evitz of tzivalim is you're putting two mitzvahs together on one thing. You're not. You have to be saying two brokers at the same time.
Don't say the second broker.
It's not a mitzvah.
Then why are you saying it?
Because I need to
butter
it for later on.
Say later on.
I can't, because after you've already eaten, it's not much in to make a broker. I'm not. Once you've already eaten,
it's not.
No. Ain't it mitzvah kavinus means on one item, don't do two mitzvahs. I'm not doing two mitzvahs. The bracha I'm making on the first item, I'm being yotzer kapha. On the second item, I'm being yotzer the mitzvah of Mori. And the bracha I'm making, alakadosh Mori, is not going on the first item. It's going on the second item. The first item I'm going to be eating the same kapha. And now I made Bovi Adomo. The second one I'm eating is going to be saying Mori, and that I made alakadosh Mori. When did I say that alakadosh Mori for later? I said earlier. That's not Chavidus means on one thing I'm doing two things. I'm not. On two things I'm making two things. I'm afraid I'll make a test. To answer Chavidus, I'm on them. Avada, you make a brach on the first one because Hekah. Not because Hekah, sorry, because of Enes Mitzvah Chavidus Chavidus. I got a question, Rav Chisda. There's no question. So you're not doing Chavidus Chavidus. The first one's for the Mori, for that Domo. And the second brach I make is not on this one, it's on Lisa.
When you say it the second time, it's obvious
that
it's
not
that.
But anyway, when you make a prophet, it's on the Rosh. Okay, we've done it. We will continue tomorrow, Mir Tashem, on this thing, but I want you to look at the Rosh. The Rosh is on Simen Chavot. He answers Rosh. That's one thing. If you look at the Rosh Simen Chavot. Yeah, Simen Chavot. The Rosh Simen Chavot. So look at the Rosh Simen Chavot. That's the governor's place. So go over the place again properly. With the Rosh Simen Chavot. What's going wrong? Yeah, okay, that's that. Yes, and after that, we're going back to the suga of Achlon, the latest Kavan, Achlon, Demai. We're going back to, we did it quite quickly. Tanya, from Tanya, Achlon, Demai, Achlon. We learned the suga just because of any Kavan. But there's some important Nakudas here that we didn't dwell on. So going back to Tanya, Achlon, Demai, Achlon, until. Kufat. Just a previous Tanya up on the my outside and so procedure, yeah. Thank you, we're gonna go. Yeah. So if you're going to be doing that today, it's very, very, very much Kedai to learn another Rosh on that sugar. Very Kedai. And if you haven't, if you don't fall off your chair when you learn it, you should learn it again. And it's in Simchafe. Yes. So do it slowly. So Simchavov, that's the first thing to learn. That's to do what we did today. And what we're doing in Yatsusem Hala is on the Kufidalid on the basis is in the Rosh of Simchafe from the Gemara there.
Which Gemara is?
The Gemara is Kufidalid on the base. Ochlon Tanya, Ochlon Demai. The first word on the line is Tanya. You see it? It's like slightly above halfway the line, halfway up the page. Unless you've got a different source of that, could be.